Blog Talk Radio.
Hey.
Yeah, this your boy, Drummer Boy, a.k.a. B-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Hey, good people. What's up and what's happening? Y'all already know it's your girl, Ajay, baby. Your favorite power podcast host of the Drink, Hustle, Win podcast with RAI Radio Network, honey. And y'all already know the RAI Radio Network hosts over 100,000 monthly network visitors. You feel me? So we don't do nothing small, baby. And today, my people, today, we got a treat for you, honey. We have that Mississippi boy, Dust Savage, in the building. What's going on with you, Papa? Yo, Mr. Savage, we got you in the building, baby. Looks like we're having a couple of difficulties here. We're going to try to get my boy on the air because definitely we want y'all to know what's going on with his stuff here. So let's try that one more time Mr. The Savage. Are you in the building with me?
What's going on?
Hey, I thought I had you there, baby. I'm good. How are you?
You already know. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad that y'all got me.
Yeah, baby. Now, I ran my ear across your joint. Never fade away, because we're going to get right into this right here. You feel me? And I like the message that you are conveying in that joint right there. So I'm going to need you to go ahead and talk to my people about Never Fade Away and how you came up with that joint.
Okay, so Never Fade Away is kind of like my message to the
You breaking up, baby. We can't hear you. You breaking up real bad. I'm not sure what's going on, if it's mine or yours, but we kind of chopping up a little bit. No, we still sounding like a robot, baby. We still got you on the robot tip.
How about now? You good?
Yeah, that's A1 crystal clear, baby. Ice cold vodka clear.
Okay. So the track came from basically like I was kind of like deep down in like a depression type state. So I had just ended up, like, actually it wasn't written at all. Like, I came up with it.
Well, I'm going to need everybody to go check that joint out. And for all my people that's listening, I'm going to need you to slide on over to that good old SoundCloud.com. You feel me? And check my boy, Da Savage, out. You can also look for Mo Stuff for My Guy on Twitter.com, baby. /KDASAVAGE99, baby. And check him out also on that Instagram. Follow him. Yeah, follow him. He will follow you back, baby. At DareelSavage99, honey. Now, I want to know, because when I saw the Savage and I went to go look at you, I'm like, okay. And everybody got a story about how, you know what I'm saying, they got their names and junk, you know what I'm saying. So I'm going to need you to go ahead and talk to me about where that name came from.
So the name came from me basically like, I feel like a savage is a person who, like, shouldn't be afraid, you know what I'm saying? They would feel like a person who should be able to feel what they're talking about. But, like, I feel like that.
Oh, baby, you breaking up again. Baby, I don't know what's going on with the connection, but we missing a couple of sentences out of that joint. Nah, baby, it's the connection, sweetheart. It's the connection. But until we're going to keep it moving on and keep it going on, and we're going to hope this connection get better. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Oh, see, look, there you go. Now, I like the tracks that you got going on. I listened to a couple of them, you know what I'm saying? I like The Struggle. Y'all need to go check that out. I checked that out on SoundCloud. Now, I want to talk about who your influences are, because nowadays everybody seems, well, I'm not going to say everybody, but a lot of people have a similar sound that they are going for that's just popular out here, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like a lot of people fall short with that. You have your own style. You have definitely have a grown man thing going on, you know what I'm saying, and a boss thing going on. So I want to talk about some of who your influences were.
Okay, so I got two influences, really, and it's kind of weird how I put both of them together, but Tupac is Wayne influence, and Dino, the R&B group A-Sound, they inspired me to the fullest.
Yes. Okay, baby, yeah. I'm feeling that. Now, I did, like I said, I tell everybody this, I ain't no stalker, honey, but I check stuff. You know what I'm saying? And you got this joint with this chick called Tinkerbell. Now, when I first seen the name, I was like, oh, it's going to be some little cute Joan, you know what I'm saying, on the hook, doing an eye shooby-doo-wopping in the background. But no, this girl's like a beast. You know what I'm saying? Like, where did you find her?
Yeah, she cold. We actually linked up. We actually linked up, like, during school. Because, like, we was at the rap. Like, at school, we had, like, this lunch table. And everybody used to go to the lunch table and rap. So, like, she came to the table one day. I think she was a new student, matter of fact. And she just came to the table and started spitting. And after that, we had to link up and been cool ever since. We just been dropping track after track.
I know that's right. Y'all need to go check these joints out. You feel me? Y'all hear me naming them. Y'all hear me listing them. So don't delay and get on your way over to that girl SoundCloud. You feel me? Y'all can also check all his joints out that we about to be sharing on the Dream Hustle Win fan page. Hey, on Facebook, baby. Y'all need to get with my boy, the Savage. You feel me? Now, a lot of people are branding. A lot of people, like, we love when people get out here and they are, like, branding. You know what I'm saying? Cats are doing a lot of things that are creative nowadays. Like, talk to us about what you're trying to do or what you feel like you want to do when it comes to, your name and branding.
My name and branding, I just want to make a difference. Like, I want to change. Like, I want to be able to make it, you know what I'm saying? I want my style to be remembered. Like, I want to have a legacy when I go, you feel me? So, like, in order to do that, I got to build my name up by any means, be determined that I'm going to make it to the top by, you know what I'm saying? Got to make it to the top.
Yep. Yo, you definitely right about that, and I'm feeling that, you know what I'm saying? And so my people don't miss out on anything, you know what I mean? Like, do you have any upcoming shows? Are we expecting videos? Are we expecting EPs? Like, you need to fill me in, honey.
Yeah. Y'all can catch me on Never Fade Away music video. It is coming soon. I actually got two EPs dropping. I got one with Tinkerbell dropping, and I got one solo. So make sure y'all check out for that.
Working. I know that's right. Now, when it comes to you, like, what do you want the people to know? Because, like I said, it's a lot of people out here that are sounding the same, they doing the same things, you know what I'm saying, trying to make similar moves, when we all know that ain't the way to do it a lot of the time. So I want you to talk to my people about you as an artist and what sets you apart from the rest of these cats out here.
Hunger. That's what set me apart from. Like, I feel like that. I feel like a lot of rappers, like, they don't put enough, like, effort into making it to the top. So with me, I'm determined to do it.
No doubt. Like, we definitely hear the hunger in all your lyrics. I do. You know what I'm saying? And I always let a couple people hear the tracks before I get on, an interview, because I like to get an honest opinion about, the artist and something that's unbiased, And as Cynthia says, you got that going on. One piece of advice, baby. I'm going to need you to find a professional studio and make that engineer work, honey, because definitely you don't want to diminish, the sound that you have, the message that you have by it being, the quality not being as good as it could be. So I'm going to need you to get on that and give us some of them good goods. Keep putting that stuff out. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel
definitely. Y'all need to check my boy, the Savage, out. Y'all know your girl, LeJay, don't gas, baby. I ain't got time for all that. But y'all need to check my guy out at Twitter.com KDASAVAGE99. DM me just flat on over to that Instagram.com. DareelSavage99, honey. Check up on him on that SoundCloud. Check up on him on Radio Pushers TV. You know what I'm saying? On them DRT tracking radio stations. Because my boy is spinning. Now, where? Because I hear the accent, you know what I'm saying, and I know where you're from, because I be a lot of people. But go on ahead and shout out, you know what I'm saying, your city and state, and who you rep.
Hey, you already know I'm representing Clarksdale, Mississippi. That's home of Nate Dogg, Rick Ross, the Robert Johnson store, you know what I'm saying? Already.
Okay, y'all already know greatness coming up out of there. So y'all need to go check for my boy, you feel me? Now, what's one thing, because you know your girl, Lajay, don't got a lot of time. I'm a small fish in a big pond, and after this, it's back to your regular scheduled program. So I want you to talk to my people about, what made you want to be an artist, and what keeps you going and believing in what you got going on?
Okay, so what made me want to be the artist was, like, I felt that I couldn't, because around the time where I went, before I started, I was living inside my mind, so I was always doubting myself, different things like that. So I would end up writing about it, and it would actually be good, but I never, like, actually rapped it to anybody because I was shy and all that. Like, I was never outspoken before. So that's when I knew that I wanted to be in the music game. And I believe that I can, like, I'm the one that the industry is scared to put in, because they know if I step into the industry, it's a deadly combination. Ain't no stopping me.
Okay, I'm feeling that. I love that right there. Y'all need to check him out. You know what I'm saying? Y'all already hear the confidence. Y'all already hear the beast coming through. So y'all need to go check for my boy, the Savage. You know what I'm saying? Because music is not an easy thing to do out here. Y'all don't realize that, for y'all that are not artists. It takes a lot to get out here to write these lyrics, to go and put them down the way they need to be put down, to make the video, to keep people interested, to keep new stuff coming out. It takes a lot. So y'all need to give it up for my boy, check him out, follow him, and we ain't going to know you're there, honey, unless you're leaving comments and liking stuff. So y'all make sure y'all get on that, and do not delay, baby. My boy is out here doing some great things. Now, what's one thing that you want the people to know about the Savage that they don't know?
Something about me that you don't know. Let me see. Something about me is that I'm the artist that everybody expects. Like, I feel like people expect me to be like this. I think they expect me to have like this thug persona, or like this kind of I kill you type of persona. But I ain't like that. Like, I just put my emotions into my song. I try to make sure that everybody relates to it. Try to make sure that people feel it, vibe to it. Like, it's got the vibe jam, but I also want you to relate to it.
Right, definitely. Well, we definitely feeling you. We definitely following you. We definitely checking out all your joints. I already then logged in and signed on. I'm following him on the SoundCloud. Y'all need to do the same. I need to run through and check out his tracks, baby. I'm telling you right now, the lyrics don't lie, honey. And y'all need to go ahead and check that bus down with featuring Tinkerbell, baby. Check all that out. My boy is doing things out here. Now, I want you to go ahead and shout out the team, because a lot of the time, without no team, there is no dream, and vice versa. So we want to make sure we're showing them the same love and respect we're showing for you.
Yeah. I got to make sure. I got to give, like, got to have a big shout out to Radio Pushers.tv, New Hype.
Hey.
New Hype Music Beat, you feel me? And Lachey Music.
Yeah, baby. Oh, see, look at you. You got me over here blushing. Now, y'all make sure y'all don't delay. Like I said, check my boy out. Give his music a chance. Go ahead. We all love some constructive feedback and your thoughts. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do it for, honey. If not, we all doing it to get better at what we do, to make sure we can provide a living for all of this. So y'all make sure y'all checking my boy out and make sure you following him. Now, I want to thank you for coming on the show. You know what I'm saying? I don't never got a lot of time to spend with y'all. That's why I like to try to get y'all back before we can talk about things that we haven't talked about before. But I want to thank you for coming on and blessing me. You know what I'm saying? Because I love to hear new music, especially great talent. So I want to thank you for that. You know what I'm saying? You have definitely blessed me, and you have definitely blessed the show.
Yeah, I thank you for having me. I appreciate y'all for doing everything y'all did.
No doubt, no doubt. I want to thank everybody that was listening to your girl, Jay Baby, on the Dream Up and Win podcast with REI Radio, interviewing the Savage. If y'all forgot where he at, all I need you to do is go ahead and press rewind, then run it back one time. You feel me? I want to thank everybody and the sponsors who allow us to do what we're doing, baby. Make sure you're checking for the Savage. You know what I'm saying? Get with him. And if you're looking for that work, baby, you need to get at him. This has been Lejay, the Dream Hustle Win, and we will catch you on the flip side, honey. Deuces.
Peace.